If you have never had a truly student-led activity, discussion days are going to feel awkward to you at first because you're not quite sure what to do with yourself. The temptation is going to be to jump into groups, but I'm going to challenge you not to do that. Let the students take the reins and run the group, even if they seem to be struggling. Step in to offer some advice, but then step away and let the groups work through it. Some students are just waiting for you to take over so that they don't have to. Let them lead and watch them rise to the occasion. Hi there, I'm Carolyn Wall, your host of the Middle School Cafe podcast, a podcast specifically for secondary ELA teachers looking to close the achievement gap. I'm a 20-year veteran teacher who still loves being in the classroom. Tune in each week as I reflect on my own teaching experience to bring you lesson plans, strategies, and stories that will help you develop your students as readers and writers. So grab your notepad, a cup of coffee, and join me each week as we dive into all things ELA. Here we go. Hello, and welcome to the podcast. I'm excited that you're here today. My name is Carolyn, and I'm the host of the Middle School Cafe podcast. Can you believe that it's March already? March means spring break. Are you counting the days yet? I know that spring break is all different weeks throughout March and April, but if you are on spring break or almost on spring break, I wish you lots of rest and family time. My spring break is the very last week in March, so I'm starting to think about it, starting to look at that calendar, which is weird because it wasn't too long ago that we had a snow day. Anyway, let's jump into today's episode. Last week, I talked all about book clubs and why I think that they are so amazing as a strategy for teaching reading. And today, I'm going to talk about how to plan your first book club. If you are driving or out walking or doing something else while you're listening, don't worry. You don't have to remember all the steps. I have a free download for you over in the show notes that will walk you through the planning process for your first book club. Okay, so how do you get started? First, know that if you want to plan a round of book clubs, you will need some time before you start your unit so that you can get everything in order before you introduce it to your students. As with any unit, start with the end in mind. What skills do you want your students to know by the end of the unit? While you can have your students practice several skills they've already learned, I would keep your new skills or standards down to one or two. Definitely no more than three, because once book clubs get started, they go very fast. In addition to the lessons that you need in order to teach your new skills, be sure to include some mini lessons on how to work in a group. You'll want to set your expectations for what group work looks like in your class, what you expect for students to be doing on discussion days. Just set those expectations so that everybody knows what to do. You will also want to provide some mini lessons on how to write discussion questions. Students may not know how to do that. A discussion question should go beyond a comprehension question. So I don't want my students sitting in a group talking about who's the main character, where's the setting. I want them to dive deeper into the theme and the life lessons of the book. So you might need to provide them with some example questions, or you might want to provide some question stems so that they can write their own questions. You will also need to provide mini lessons on how to keep the conversation going. And this is something that's often overlooked because we think our students are talking and having conversations with their peers all the time. But in an academic setting, they might not know how to keep the conversation going. So you might want to do some role playing or provide a conversation map so that they can see how to take a little bit of what the person has said and move the conversation forward. Before you start, you will also want to predetermine your book club discussion days because students will need these dates when they start creating their own reading plan. The most frequent question that I get asked about book clubs is, what books should I use? And while I would love to give you a list of 6 to 8 books that will guarantee successful book clubs, it's not that easy. The simple and sometimes unpopular answer to that question is you need books that your students are interested in, books that you know your students will read. All activities that involve choice reading center around student interests. You will want to offer your students a variety of books based off what you see students reading in your class. What books are your students choosing when you go to the library? Is there a specific author that many of them like? Is there a specific style like a graphic novel or a book in verse? Include as many different genres and styles as you can. You'll want to capture as many interests as you can with the book choices that you're offering. The other component of choosing books, and one that you might not have control over, is the selection of books available to you as the teacher. Each student needs their own copy of the book, so this can be a challenge for sure. This is a challenge for you in the district that you're working in. I'm going to add a link to a blog post that I wrote a little while back that provides you with some suggestions on how you can acquire the books that you need for your class. Once you've decided which books that you're going to offer students for book clubs, take a few days and do a book talk on each of them. Share a few main things about the book and who might like the book. Give students a little taste of each book. After all the books have been shared, after you've done a book talk on all of the books, allow students to pick their top two. From their top two choices, you can organize students into groups and ensure that you have enough copies for everyone. I would do all of that, planning your lessons, making sure that you have enough copies at least a week ahead of time before you want to actually start your unit. Now you have everything organized and it is time to get started. On the first day of book clubs, I organize students into their groups and hand out the books. I like to keep it pretty low key on that first day. It's probably the only day they all sit together outside of the discussion day. I let them read for a little while and then I have each group create their reading plan. This is the plan that the students create together and agree upon so that they know how much of the book they need to have read before each discussion. There are very few guidelines that I give students when they're creating their plan. All of these I learned the hard way. One is they all have to agree to finish the book. That is absolutely non-negotiable. We're reading for book clubs. We're creating a plan from beginning to end of the book. Two, they must read at least 20 pages between group discussions. This keeps groups from agreeing to read one page for each discussion and then read the entire book at the end. I learned this one the hard way. And number three, everyone has to agree even if they need to compromise. Those are the guidelines that I give to every group as they create their reading plan. Groups create their plan and then they turn it in to me. I look it over, make sure that it's reasonable, make sure that it meets the guidelines that I have given, make a copy for myself, and then give them back a copy to the group. From that first day of the book club until the first discussion day, our class runs as normal. I teach mini lessons, I confer with students, I provide reading support where necessary. All of that are things I do, whether or not they're reading an independent book or a book club book. About a week has gone by, and it's now time for you to start your first discussion. About a week after that first group meeting, it's time for our first discussion. Group discussion days are some of my favorite days of the school year. Students will gather in their groups, share a summary of what happened, use the questions that they predetermined and brought to the group to start their conversation. If you have never had a truly student-led activity, discussion days are going to feel awkward to you at first because you're not quite sure what to do with yourself. The temptation is going to be to jump into groups, but I'm going to challenge you not to do that. Let the students take the reins and run the group, even if they seem to be struggling. Step in to offer some advice, but then step away and let the groups work through it. Some students are just waiting for you to take over so that they don't have to. Let them lead and watch them rise to the occasion. So what do you, the teacher, do on these discussion days? I encourage you simply to just listen to your students. Listen to their conversations. Listen to what they are sharing and the life lessons that they are discussing. Walk around the room and eavesdrop on each group. Sit with groups and just be an observer. This will feel unnatural, but by not jumping into the conversation, you are showing your students that you believe in their ability to work as a group. You're giving them permission to take ownership over their learning. Some groups will automatically stop talking if you sit with them, so just hang back a little bit and listen. Observe from afar if you need to. I like to take notes on some of the great things that I hear and see during discussions so that I can share it out with the whole group. Some groups are going to soar with this right from the beginning, and some will struggle. For the groups that struggle, just take a deep breath and let the students work through it. Again, offer advice when you can, but then step back and let them struggle through the awkwardness. The very first group discussion may not go as well as you want. They may not discuss as much as you want or as in depth as you would want, but don't give up. Some students will need a little bit more time to feel confident in a group discussion, and that's okay. Some students will need a little bit of time for you to prove that you're not going to jump in and take over the conversation, and that's okay too. An important aspect of helping students grow in groups is to have students reflect after every discussion. Plan time after every discussion day for students to think about the group. What went well? What did they, the individual student, bring to the group to discuss? How well prepared were they, the individual student? Plan time after every discussion day for students to think about the group. What went well? What did they, the individual student, bring to the group to discuss? How well prepared were they, the individual student, for the group? I like to ask questions that keep the focus on the individual student. It's not a time for them to tattle, but a time for them to say, did I do my part for this group? I want students to think about their own role in the success or not of the group. There's really no need to ask about the group as a whole. If there's a problem or someone's doing or not doing something, students are not going to wait for a reflection sheet to tell you. They're going to come tell you right away. I would also encourage you, the teacher, to reflect on each discussion. Look for things that went well and celebrate it. Even if it didn't go as perfectly as you planned it, and conversations didn't go as in-depth as you wanted, celebrate that they did it, that you did it, and that you were well on your way to successful book clubs. Also reflect and look for things that you want to improve. Maybe you need to do another mini lesson on group expectations, or maybe you need to do some more role playing or more question preparation. Where were there things within the groups that you can tweak and try again next time? If you pause to reflect and then act on your reflections, your groups will only grow stronger and stronger. As we start to wrap up today, I want to remind you of a few points. One, give yourself some time before you start the unit to plan your lessons and gather the books. Two, choose a variety of books in different genres and styles to hit the varied interests and needs of your class. Three, during discussion days, take a step back and let students lead, even if it feels clunky and awkward at first. And four, reflect after each lesson and tweak as needed, but don't give up. Remember, I have a free planning guide that's going to walk you through each of the steps of the planning process. You can go grab that freebie over in the show notes. But if you want a little bit more almost done for you resource, I do have a product in TPT called Book Clubs for Secondary ELA that includes pacing guides, daily warm-up questions, student handouts, assignments, and more. So I will link that in the show notes as well. All right, everyone. I hope that I have inspired you to give book clubs a try. As we enter the last part of the school year, you know your students well, they know you. Now is the perfect time to plan a round of book clubs. The first year that I implemented book clubs, I did them the last weeks of the school year after state testing was done and when I felt that I had a little bit more freedom to try something new. And now I use book clubs a few times a year. If you're going to give book clubs a try, or maybe you already use book clubs, I invite you to come over and share your experience in our free Facebook group, Secondary ELA. Thank you for listening today and letting me be a little part of your journey. Until next time, have a great week.